accession number 19591, reel 3.
Okay, so that's Alan Carter, reel 3. And you were just talking at the end of that last tape about family matters, Alan, I think, and theatrical things, weren't you?
Yes, well, my son is chairman of the local Shakespeare, and he's taping sound effects. They've got an outdoor production of Midsummer Night's Dream at the Priory Park and various other places, and unfortunately his deck's just gone wonky.
Oh.
What happens, he puts a tape on, it's okay. Puts a CD on, and he gets vibration, you see.
Yes.
And I've been scouting around trying to find someone to see if they know anything about it, but, you know, he wants to use it tonight, so it's too late in the day. But my two daughters are enjoying life. One's married with two kiddywinkies, and my oldest daughter, she's works for the Spanish embassy school, teaching the Spanish, French, and things like that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But the dark thing about it, my oldest daughter, when she first saw me in a photograph of me in uniform, she's only a kid, she said, "I didn't realise you were a postman during the war, Dad." I said, "Well, you know, hardly," sort of thing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do during the war, Dad, rather postman?
Well, that's it, yeah. Oh dear.
Okay, Alan, so is there anything now, just before we finish the tape, to go back on your career, is there anything that you would like to go back on or to talk about that you haven't spoken about?
Yes, I think there's one phase I haven't spoken about. Was after my tour, they sent me to a Canadian training station at Ossington, in Nottinghamshire, and I met quite a few interesting people there, and they were flying Wellingtons there, but we used to give instructions on various things, engines and dinghy practice, that sort of thing. But a chap who'd been a warrant officer in the army, he'd had to make a forced landing in a Wellington. And he said, "I'm sure it wasn't my fault, you know, something to do with the engines." And I said, "Well, I'll have a word with the engineering officer and find out, you know, if it was your fault or not." And apparently, one of the pots in the engine had gone because it was all metal in the oil when they took it there. So I said to this guy, I said, "It wasn't your fault at all." I said, "It was this, that and the other." And he said, "Well, I'd like you to join my crew." I said, "With all due respect," I said, "I've just finished a tour. My brother's killed out in Africa. You know, my father's in London, in the East End, when they're bombing." I said, "I don't want to put you off at all, but I don't really feel I want to volunteer to go with a new crew." And he accepted that, okay, you see. But, yes, there were some very interesting people at Ossington, and that's where I was. I had to go and see the wing commander there, and he asked me what I did before I went in the Air Force, and what I was going to do after the Air Force. Was I going to be a regular? I said, "Well, I don't think so. And about a fortnight after that, my commission came through. And that was where I sort of went from a sergeant to a pilot officer.
You finished up a
flying officer. Flying officer in the end. Pilot officer is the junior rank. It's like first lieutenant, second lieutenant, as you say. But see, I think that's one way of, instead of decorating sort of an air crew, after a certain time, if you were a sergeant, they made you
officer.
Easy to blab it. But, yes, that was very interesting there.
But just to go back on that, because you just touched on it again, haven't you? You finished your what did you call them? Your tour.
Tour, yeah.
Tour of 30 ops, where you've been up in, you know, in action 30 times in hostile, over hostile Germany, etc., sure, etc. And then this chap comes to you, wants you to go again for,
yeah,
because the war hadn't ended at this stage.
No.
I mean, but he totally understood, presumably.
Oh, yes.
He was going for his first 30
ops. Oh, yeah, they hadn't even started. It was a conversion unit, so from Wellington's. But that's where they started.
And he didn't know that you'd done 30 ops when he asked you?
Oh, no.
He just assumed you were a new guy.
That's just, well, I was an instructor. So.
But totally understandable. I mean, to having done your 30. I mean, did you ever have a feeling of luck, or your luck might be running out, or those sort of things?
Well, I'm just one of those lucky ones. You see. I've had a lucky life, really, because, you know, just getting off. I've had 2 hip operations. I had a triple bypass.
Oh, right.
And about 10 years ago, they had to open my stomach out and put it all back again. So, you know, someone's on my side, aren't they? Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'll be 76 in September. Yeah, I'm 75 at the moment.
You're still...
Well...
These days.
I still stand on the touch line and tell them how to play football.
Well, thanks very much, Alan.
Unless
there's anything else that you feel you need to talk about.
Whatever you want any information from this guy in Bradford, he'd be only too willing to...
Fine.
Oh, he's got a... He gets in touch with these Canadian people. He goes over to Canada and sees these people. He's really most interesting.
That's good.
And if ever I get in touch with this bloke, I finally meet this guy, Churchill. And...
Where does he live, this Churchill?
Chesham.
Bucks,
yeah.
Right.
Do you fly?
No.
I just wonder if you...
No. But, I mean, it's not... It would be possible for me to go to Chesham and talk to this chap as well if he would be... wanted to talk.
That's what I'm right about, you see. So.
Yeah.
I did phone this guy at Bradford. He said if, you know, anything they want to know. As I say, he gets all this information from... about who've got awards in Canada and where they live now and all that sort of thing. But he can't find out about this Bradley of Dudley.
Right.
I'm Dudley.
Right. Okay, Alan,
would you like a cup of tea?
I'd love one. What we do with this now, we give it to the Independent War Museum, Imperial War Museum in London, and they will in due course send you a copy for your family or for your notes or whatever you want them for.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Alan.
Yes, I've got a... prefer tea to a beer or anything.